Thank you. Well, firstly, I'd like to say welcome to so many of you. I am so glad to see all of us come out to lift up our young people. So it's really important for our young people to know that we love them. And we just want to present them to the Lord. It's been a really challenging year, last year, and they've been at the forefront of my mind. So I just want to present them before God. And I think I'm hoping that after this, they would really feel the presence of our love, but most of all, the presence of God's love. So,
Yes.
without further ado, let us begin.
Just go see.
Okay, you may be wondering what you were hearing. You were listening to the shofar. Has anyone heard of the shofar before? It's not the shofar that you get in to
Not
get
yet.
drop you somewhere,
Yeah,
okay, but it's the
that's how it went
shofar.
through.
Has anybody heard of the shofar before?
Yes.
That's right. Yes. It's the sound of worship. That's been put in the chat by Nadine. And this sound was blown throughout the Israelite camp. And it was blown as a ritual, and it's made from a ram's horn. And it's used for religious occasions such as, the sound for Sabbath, the call for worship, to pronounce and proclaim the king's coming, and to gather the Israelites together. So that's what we're doing here today. We're blowing the shofar because we are gathering here today. And we're calling upon our king, and we are blowing this trumpet. Well, not literally, even though I do have one. This is my shofar, and I've had this shofar for many years. I'd love to get the larger one and place it on my wall, and one day I will attempt to blow it. Wouldn't that be nice in Stoke Newington Church? You might have to put your earplugs in, but I attempt to blow it in Stoke Newington Church. But it is because we're gathered here to worship. We're gathered here before the throne of God. And before we start and go before the throne of God, we will now have our scripture reading.
Good evening. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalms 44, from 1 to 8. Psalms 44, 1 to 8. Now read in your hearing. We have heard it with our ears, O Lord. Our ancestors have told us what you did in their days, in days long ago. With your hand, you drove out the nations and planted our ancestors. You crushed the peoples and made our ancestors flourish. It was not by their sword that they won the land, nor did their arm bring them to victory. It was your right hand, your arm, and the light of your face, for you loved them. You are my King and God, who decrees victories for Jacob. Through you, we push back our enemies. Through your name, we trample our foes. I put no trust in my bow. My sword does not bring me victory, but you give us victory. Our enemies, you put our adversaries to shame. In God, you make our boast all day long, and we will praise your name forever. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Our Father and our God, who art in heaven, hallowed be your most holy and precious name. Father God, we come in your presence this evening because we are your children. We come in your presence because the name of the Lord is a strong tower, and those who run to it are safe. Father, we thank you because you said if your people who are called by your name would humble themselves and come in your presence and ask for forgiveness of sins, that you will heal our lands, our situation. You will restore to us, dear Father, what needs to be restored. Father, we come and we ask for forgiveness of our sins. We ask, dear Lord, that you will create in us a clean heart. You will renew within us a right spirit. You will wash us thoroughly from our iniquities, all our sins that are before us, dear Lord. We ask, dear Lord, that you will wash us thoroughly. Purge us with hyssop, that we may be clean, that we may be white than snow. We pray, dear Father God, that as we come before you, that nothing in our lives will hinder you from hearing and answering our prayers. Father, we thank you because we know we serve a mighty God. We serve an awesome God. So, Lord, we pray that everything that is going to be done now, we place the program before you. We place all those who are here at this moment in time and those who are on their way, that you will hasten them, dear Father, to join us. And we pray that whatever is done here will be done to your name's honor and your glory. We give you all the glory, all the honor and the praise because of who you are. We worship you. Thank you. In your mighty precious name, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Jennifer, and thank you, Angela. Now, this program is for our young people. So I'm going to say good evening to all our young people that are present here today. Really, really appreciate you being with us. And I just want you to know that it is because we love you that we're holding this prayer for you. Because we love you, and we love you with an everlasting love. Now, I don't know about the young people, but I know that some of the older members on this Zoom this evening, they are familiar with my life story to a certain degree. I grew up in Stoke Newington Church, for the young people who may not be aware. I grew up in Stoke Newington, and my name, Lorraine, was always at the forefront of my mother's lips when it came to prayer. Now, I didn't particularly like that. And not only would my name be on the forefront of her lips, but she would place her hand on my head. And whilst praying, my head would be going like this, because she really wanted to make sure that the Lord got in there. And it's because we love you that we want to make sure that the Lord is embedded in you. And as parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles, you know, church members, there are some places that we cannot go. And so we're asking this evening the Lord to go in the places that we cannot go. Into your lives, into your situations, into your circumstances. We're asking him to go in those places and to redeem you from those places. Whatever those places are, whatever those circumstances are, whether it be unemployment, whether it's loneliness, whether it's feeling, you know, isolated, whatever the circumstances are, we're asking God to go in there and redeem you from that situation. Now, just a moment. As I said, growing up, we had the likes, you know, of my mother, a lady called Sister Allen, Sister Foman, and all these senior women who were having monthly prayer sessions, which seemed to myself like every week, because it's somewhere that I did not wish to be. But I hope tonight, here on this Zoom, is somewhere where you really desire to be. And one of the things, you know, when we talk about redeeming love, one of the things that my mum done for me. At the time, I didn't feel it was important, but it was extremely important. And it's taken me nearly 42 years to realize how important what she done for me at that particular time was the only thing maybe that she could have done to show me her love. And this is what she did for me. Just a minute. Could you see the size of that? I mean, she gave me her Bible, and I'm really sorry to say, at the time when I did not appreciate it, I said, what she give me that big, dirty Bible for? What am I going to do with that? You know, really and truly, I would have liked some pots, some pans, maybe some nice bed sheets that she had in her trunk, you know, and all those kind of things. But this is what I inherited. I inherited this Bible. So it took me a very long time to become acquainted with this Bible. But today, through God's redeeming love, I am appreciative of that Bible. And there came a time in my life when this Bible, I opened it. I needed to open it. And I opened it. And it spoke to me. And it spoke deep in my spirit. Not in my head, but in my spirit. And there's an absolute difference when God speaks to you in your spirit. Now, at the time, love wasn't a word that was commonly used, not as it is used now. We knew our parents loved us. Certainly in my household, I knew my parents loved us, but they never really said, "I love you." And not only did they not say, "I love you," I never really heard, "Jesus loves you." I mean, I needed to hear Jesus loves me, and he loves me with such an everlasting love. Love is something that we all require. Love, the Lord's love, is the building block of our lives. Our parents tell us they love us these days. They've had to learn through young people to say, "I love you." But there are different types of love. And a lot of us hear the word love so frequently now that we don't understand, you know, what love, true love, really is all about. When you receive God's love, let me tell you, you can move mountains. He transcends everything. And he's prepared to demonstrate his love to you. Redeeming love is a love story. It goes deep and far, in and out. It kind of weaves. And sometimes we can't see where this love is coming from and where it's going to. But we have to learn to trust that God loves us first and foremost. And when we feel, when we know that God loves us, all things are possible. So I think it's important, you know, it doesn't matter how far, as young people, because I know how far I went. So it doesn't matter how far you've gone, where you have gone, where you are now. You need to know God is willing to redeem you. If God can redeem me, he can redeem anyone. There are things you may be struggling with that you may never share with us, older folks. I can say that now because I've got a few grey hairs. But you can share them with your kinsman redeemer. Mm-hmm. If you recall Naomi, found in the book of Ruth, she fell low. She was low, low. And not only did she fall low, but she fell low in a distant land, a land that didn't belong to her. In the story of Ruth, Naomi and Ruth, they thought they had lost everything. They thought, who would redeem us now? Who would save us now? Restoration was far from their mind. They did not even think there was a relative that could or even would redeem them. Today, young people, I and all the other Stokey members here that I've gathered, we're here because we love you, and we're here to inform you that you have a redeemer. You have a Kingsman redeemer. And there is no one who can, and he is willing to go where we cannot go to redeem you. Jesus is your Kingsman redeemer. So, take some time whilst we play our next song to think about where you are, what situation you're in, what struggles you have, how they're going to be resolved, or maybe you think they're not going to be resolved. And I just want you to just listen and hand it into God's hands. Thank you.
You are Alpha and Omega, we worship you.
Yeah. declaring.